What do we mean by sustainable networks? This is not to be confused with environmental sustainability, although many networks do now consider that a strategic pillar. This is about making sure your team can continue operating even in the face of a crisis, reduction in resources, uncertainty, and change of membership. By mapping out the roles, responsibilities, and skills of your team, you can make sure that no single person is a source of unshared power. Ideally, everything should be at least doubled up, with open processes and progress reports. A good network can still operate no matter who is removed from it. As a leader, you should demonstrate the kind of inclusive behaviour which shows the team how important this is, and take every opportunity to share your learning and delegate responsibility and accountability. To make sure you have a balanced approach to this, you may consider using a discretionary leadership matrix, inspired by Apple's executive team, like the one seen here and in your workbook. The two scales are expertise and involvement, leading to four quadrants covering owning, learning, teaching, and delegating. We've filled this out to show how it applies to network leadership. In the owning section, this leader has devoted 40% of their time to strategic alignment, team development, and public speaking. This means that they will be deeply involved with understanding the D&I organisational strategies to refine their own, communicate it, and make sure it's being executed. Team development is therefore a logical progression of that, so they know their efforts are being properly resourced and measured. This particular leader also has skills in presentation and personal networking, so it makes sense for them to be the face of the network for the majority of the time. This leads into their teaching segment, where they use these skills to communicate the many stories that have come out of their network and refining those into specific challenges that are faced in the workplace, with suggestions of how they may be overcome and more inclusive behaviours and processes. One challenge of taking this responsibility is that the leader needs to make sure they are continually learning, developing their understanding of membership insights, either through direct contact or looking at recorded data such as survey and focus group feedback. They also look externally for inclusion trends and cross-industry opportunities to see what similar challenges and approaches exist in other networks. After understanding your own priorities as a leader and how you will develop and share your expertise, what remains should be delegated. This is your main opportunity to develop a sustainable team by understanding what you can let go and trust to others. This leader has decided they will spend only 10% of their time checking in with communications, events, and membership engagement. This means they need to have a high level of trust, but also the transparency and culture of accountability to enable that to happen. Spending less time on the total range of network activities is key to building a sustainable team in which you as a leader are accountable for empowerment and direction, not execution.